a lot of opportunities that exist out there for us, and there's also a lot of challenges as well. Let me start with the challenges. I think the biggest challenge that we're going to be facing in the Department of Homeland Security is complacency. It is, we haven't been attacked since 9/11. And with the other factors that the new president, as he comes in, has to deal with, the economic crisis, health care, things of that nature, our biggest challenge is to see Homeland Security take a back seat to all that, particularly now that we're just, like I said earlier, just starting to have traction, to see movement, to see actual results from the efforts that we've had in the last 5 years. And our biggest challenge is to keep the spotlight on Homeland Security.
Rick, you've spent your whole career in public service, and much of that has been in the capacity of an IG. So I'm curious, and this is going to be a twofold question, what advice would you give to somebody that's out there who perhaps is interested in a career in public service? And what advice would you give to someone who perhaps is thinking about becoming an inspector general?
Well, we're living in some very exciting times. And with the recent election of Obama as our president-elect, I think is just a watershed event in this country. And the energy that he's bringing and the excitement that he's caused among young people, and I think will renew interest in being to working in the public sector and being a public servant. And we're seeing that in our office in itself when we with our outreach programs on the universities and the crowds that we are now getting that showing an interest to work in government. It's the most rewarding and challenging work that you can possibly imagine. I mean, I've been doing it for 40 years. When I took my first job, I thought I would be in government 2 to 3 years, and that's 39 years later, 40 years later, and I still just can't get enough of it. If the election is any indicator of renewed interest, I mean, with the young voters, and by young voters, I mean anyone half my age, which would be 30 and younger, I think we're going to see a renewed interest in public service. And what I would advise people coming into public service is you got to be open-minded, and you have to ask questions. Don't be scared to ask questions. Don't show enthusiasm. It's challenging work, and so don't become frustrated. Don't expect to see change overnight or in a week or in a year. Just persevere, stay focused, stay disciplined, and I think you'll find that public service will be very rewarding in the long run.
That's fantastic. Thank you. Unfortunately, we have reached the end of our time here this morning. I want to thank you for fitting us into your busy schedule, but more importantly, Dave and I would like to thank you for your dedicated service to our country across the many roles you've held over the past 40 years.
Thank you, Dave. Thank you, Al. If I could just plug DHS for a minute here, you know, I like to have our listeners tune in or they can check in on what we're doing and the progress and the things that the department has the successes that we've seen over the last 4 or 5 years. I think you can take a look at that on our website, and that would be dhs.gov. There's a link to the OIG, and I invite everyone to take a very close look at what we're doing in the OIG office. There we have listed all of our reports that we've published over the last 5 years, and also a lot of the programs that we have with regards to recruiting and trying to encourage and invite young people to come to work for us.
Great. Excellent. Thank you. This has been the Business of Government Hour, featuring a conversation with Richard Skinner, Inspector General at the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. My co-host has been Dave Abel, Vice President of IBM's Homeland Security Practice. As you enjoy the rest of your day, please take time to remember the men and women of our armed and civil services abroad who may not be able to hear this morning's show on how we're improving their government, but who deserve our unconditional respect and support. For the Business of Government Hour, I'm Albert Morales. Thank you for listening.
This has been the Business of Government Hour. Be sure to join us every Saturday at 9 a.m. and visit us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. There you can learn more about our programs and get a transcript of today's conversation. Until next week, it's businessofgovernment.org.